Ladies and gentlemen, let me officially call this county commissioner meeting to order Monday, December 16th. Matter of fact, this is the last commissioners meeting before Christmas. So appreciate all of you coming out and hope that each and every one of you have the time and take the time to celebrate Christmas with family and friends and remember the real cause for the season. So many times we get caught up in all the hustle and bustle that we forget what this season's really all about. So I ask you to truly take the time to thank God for what he done with giving us the birth of Christ, because none of us would be here today if it wasn't for that. But that said, I'm going to ask the mayor if he would do an invocation and lead us in the pledge. Everybody please rise.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you this day for the many blessings that you have placed upon Duplin County in the past year. We thank you for the commissioners as they work diligently together to make the best decisions for Duplin County. We ask you tonight, Lord, that you continue to bless them with the wisdom that is needed to make the right decisions tonight on all affairs. We ask you to bless our county manager and his assistant county and his aide as they go forward doing the work you call them to do daily. We ask you to bless us this year, Father, as we prepare to go into 2025 with unity in mind as we go into the new year, with love and blessings for each other and thinking about one another as brotherly love. We ask you to bless Duplin County continuously as we go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor. So that moves us to approving the agenda for tonight. Commissioner Dow, do you have anything to add or change?
I do not.
Commissioner Edwards?
Yes, I would like to remove item 6 on the regular agenda.
Request to remove item 6. Mr. Brash, you have anything?
That's fine. I support the request.
Okay. Mr. Garner?
I do not.
County Manager, Mr. Miller?
No, Mr. Chairman.
No, sir.
Madam Clerk? All right. What's the pleasure of the board? Do I get a motion?
Move to approve.
Okay, I got a motion to approve the agenda with number 6 removed.
Second.
And I got a motion from Commissioner Edwards and a second from Commissioner Dow. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the December meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Branch, second by Commissioner Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign? Carried. All right, hopefully everybody's had a chance to look over the consent agenda. And what is the pleasure of the board?
Motion to approve. Second.
I got a motion to approve by Commissioner Garner, second by Commissioner Branch. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, that moves us right into item number 1, public comment. Madam Clerk?
No one signed up.
So that moves us on to item number 2. This is taking concerns from the public. So all of you in the audience that has any road concerns, please share them with us and we'll make note of them and get them to DOT. Anybody back in the back have a road concern? Yes, ma'am.
No road concern, but still, have DOT done anything about the Jane Keenan situation as of today?
the crossover.
Uh-huh. But it's a walking.
Yeah, I know that's been brought up to them, and there's been, they've been investigating it, but they have not given us back a report that I've seen.
Mr. Chairman, the last that we checked into it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were told it was still under review by the DOT.
In Wilmington.
Okay.
So, but it has been pushed.
And just to add a little bit more, there has been conversation with the school board. It is at the school where they're having discussions about the matters that's been before us.
So it's not on deaf ears, but it's on a slow pace.
Yeah, I just don't want one of those children
to get hurt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everybody in this room agrees with you. Okay. No problem. Any other road concerns? All right, commissioners. Mr. Dow, you have a...
I do not.
Mr. Edwards? Mr. Branch? Commissioner Garner? All right. That covers the road concerns. Unless Madam Clerk's got something.
No, sir, I do not.
All right. That moves us to item number 3. EMF Lifesaver Award. Please come up.
Good evening. Would anyone that was involved with the incident as to why we're here at East Duplin High School please also come forward? Thank you all so much for being here tonight. Good evening. I'm Dustin Swenson. I'm the EMS training officer. I'm joined by EMS Director Brandon McMahon and Medical Director Dr. John Carnegie. Some information regarding this case has been redacted in the efforts of patient privacy. So mid-October this year, the 911 center became inundated with several back-to-back calls from a local high school. It was kind of hard for them to understand exactly what was going on there. All they knew was that there was someone there who was unconscious. So our crew was activated rapidly to get some help on the way out there, and that was paramedic James Michael Miller and EMT Cassie Turnage. As they arrived, they found that it was actually a cardiac arrest that was ongoing there with a student. The staff had rapidly applied their automated external defibrillator and were performing high-quality CPR. I'm sure that was quite difficult for you all. Shortly after our crew arrived, they started doing some advanced life support procedures. They did deliver some defibrillation. And fortunately for all of us and for that patient, there was a return of spontaneous circulation. Our crew, though the patient being in critical condition, carefully managed her, transported her safely to the local ED. And because of the brave actions of the school staff, as well as those of our EMS team, that patient survived and will continue to make memories with family and celebrate the milestones that we often take for granted. Tonight, we have the privilege of expressing our gratitude and celebrating the incredible efforts of these EMS professionals, as well as all of you, the school staff. Your actions are not only a testament to your individual skill and character, but for James Michael and Cassie, a direct reflection of the strength and values of our EMS community. And tonight, we're pleased to present the Life Saving Award to paramedic James Michael Miller and to EMT Cassie Turnage.
Same thing.
I would.
Go ahead.
I will pass up and off too.
I will tell y'all, we've had many students that were unconscious at some point or time or another. We've dealt with that type of situation many times over the years. This situation was different. And I'm going to throw out there two names that if it had not been for these two, and I'm going to tell you, every single one of these people made a big difference, but these two made the absolute difference in life and death. Miss Amanda Jenkins, who was she was just wonderful. She came in, took over, told us what to do, what to get, and had everybody rotating through on chest compressions. Had she not been where she was, that student wouldn't have made it. James Michael Miller came in as calm as could be and took over and actually worked in tandem with Miss Jenkins to make that situation what it is. If one of those two had not been in place, it would be a different story. That young lady celebrated her 16th birthday 2 days later. So again, thank them and everyone up here, but it was just a wonderful ending. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be quick, Dustin. If we look at the pre-hospital, out-of-hospital cardiopulmonary arrest and the chain of survival, so a lot of things have to line up perfectly here for us to have this outcome. And this is why it's very important to have AEDs available and in different public venues, and to hopefully have someone, you know, certainly at the schools, that are capable of recognizing these types of situations and starting that process. And then, EMD had to get emergency medical dispatch got involved. And then, stressing the importance of the paramedic level of care, the advanced cardiopulmonary life support that our agency can provide here. And so just kudos for everybody. This is why we do all the training all the time. And I know even at the schools and the AEDs and, this is why we do all this, to have these types of outcomes so that individual can continue to live a long life with their family. So we're very ecstatic with this outcome.
Commissioners, anybody
want to
say anything?
No, thank you. Thank you for your efforts.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
We truly, everybody truly appreciates the hard work that you do and all the time that you spend with training and keeping up. This is one event that you're being recognized for tonight, but there's hundreds that you're taking care of on an ongoing basis. And as chairman of this board, thank you. Thank the whole team, because it's not a one-man effort by no means, or a one-woman effort. It's a team that makes us so safe here in our county with our wonderful EMS. Thank you. All right, that brings us to item number 4, Mr. Josh Rayner.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I've got two items before you tonight. The first one is to accept a grant from the North Carolina Department of Transportation so we can set up a budget so we can start construction. It's does require a local match of $140,000, so I'm asking for permission to accept the grant, budget the required local match by budget amendment, and authorize the airport director to sign all grant related documents.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Dow, second by Mr. Branch. Any further comments?
What's the timeline?
It shouldn't be a real long project. It's a small connector taxiway, so we're looking at probably starting early of next year, maybe March, and probably last 2 or 3 months.
And the airport will have to be down during this process for how many days?
There'll be probably several closures depending on the proximity of the work. If they're working inside the runway safety area, we'll have to close the runway for a few days, but no more than the work is. We're planning on just closing during the day and open back up to have normal operations at night.
So there won't be a period that
it won't
that
be
somebody can get in and out, just might have to be delayed.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Any more questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right, I'm going to go ahead with item number 5.
All right, so my next item is to award the construction contract to ST Wooten. They're the low bid. We advertised, we got 4 bids in hand. ST Wooten was the low one with an amount of $1,100,675.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Garner, seconded by Mr. Edwards. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. All right. Thank you, Josh. All right, that brings us to item number 7. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Chairman, first I want to thank the board for allowing me to wear a hat in today's meeting. I had some minor surgery today, and I think it's probably best for everybody involved that I keep my hat on. So thank
you.
Well, I would say you
don't look normal with your hat on.
I appreciate the patience the board has. So the resolution you have on your agenda tonight is in response to the public hearing that's triggered by the Board of County Commissioners, assuming the powers and duties of any other board pursuant to General Statute 153A-77. We followed all the procedural items that we needed to take care of to get us to this point. And if it pleases the board, I'll just read the resolution at this time. This is a resolution of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners creating a Consolidated Health and Human Services Agency and exercising its powers to assume control of the activities of a Consolidated Human Service Board. Whereas, a major legislative goal of the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners has been to obtain legislation that would give all counties in North Carolina the flexibility to organize human services in such a way as to promote efficiency and effectiveness in their administration by removing the population threshold of 425,000, which rendered only three counties in the state eligible. And whereas during the legislative session of 2012, the North Carolina General Assembly adopted House Bill 438, which amended General Statute 153A-77 and General Statute 153A-76, which gives all county board of commissioners the option to exercise its authority or jurisdiction over certain boards, commissions, and agencies, including the Board of Health and the Social Services Board. And whereas before the Board of Commissioners may exercise the power and authority contained in General Statute 153A-77 to assume the power, responsibilities, and duties of the Consolidated Human Services Board, it must hold a public hearing pursuant to 30 days notice given in a newspaper of general circulation, which public hearing has been held. Notice has been duly given. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Duplin County. Now we're getting to the meat of the resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Duplin County Board of Commissioners, that pursuant to General Statute 153A-77, it creates a consolidated county health and human services agency, having the authority to carry out the functions of the local health department and the county Department of Social Services. And number two, it abolishes both the Social Services Board and the Board of Health, instead forming a Consolidated Human Services Board. The Board of Commissioners may exercise the powers outlined in subsection C of the General Statute 153A-77, and the Board of County Commissioners assumes all responsibilities and duties as outlined in General Statute 153A-77A. Upon notice duly given of a public hearing conducted on December 2nd, 2024, the Board of County Commissioners does not delegate any of the powers or duties of the Consolidated Human Services Board, but establishes an advisory committee in line with the membership outlined in 130A, General Statute 130A-35, for the County Board of Health. And number three, it consolidates the powers provisions of Health and Human Services in Duplin County under the direct control of the Consolidated Health and Human Services Director, appointed and supervised by the county manager in accordance with 153A-77, and removes all affected employees from the State Human Resources Act. This the 16th day of December, 2024. Commissioners, I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, before I ask the pleasure of the board, I want it to be clarified, because in our public hearing last meeting, I'm not for sure that we had a clear understanding, and I do appreciate every one of you that come and spoke at our last meeting and give us a chance to spend a couple of weeks checking on stuff. But for the record, Mr. Miller, because you have sent it out to all of the board members, hope everybody got it. the structure of the new board is going to be structured under the same criteria and hopefully the same people. So clarify that for us on the email that the where you sent us showing the structure of the different positions and that kind of. I'm not saying you got to label them. I'm just saying I want to make sure that before I ask pleasure of this board, that everybody, this board and everybody in the audience understands that, you know, we're not asking to take people out of their jobs. So go ahead.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. So by general statute, the statute requires that to consolidate, have a consolidated Health and Human Services Board, and to have an advisory committee, that the exact same makeup of that board align with, I think it's one, General Statute 130A-35, and the 130A-35 is the makeup of the Board of Health. So the makeup of the advisory committee is exactly the same as the Board of Health. My recommendation to the board is it also includes the DSS board members. So you would essentially have both boards working together as one board.
Does anybody need any more clarification? Because everybody should have gotten that email to where you could read it. And the way I understand that, and again, correct me, we're looking for the same people in the same spots if they will accept it.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
If we consolidate. All right. I ask for the pleasure of the board.
I move to go forth with consolidation.
Motion by Commissioner Edwards.
Second
by Commissioner Branch. Further discussion. We got plenty of time. Anybody needs clarification before we vote, please ask for it before we vote. Clarification I needed, we already got. So I just wanted to make sure everybody had the same clarification I had. Anything else? All right, hearing none, call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. You did vote, didn't you?
Aye.
So, 4-4, and 1 against. So it carries. Thank you. That moves us into item number 8. Mr. Miller.
Commissioners, just for your information, you'll begin to see some land clearing for the Forest Service beginning in January at the airport. We'll give you more details on this as we move forward, and there will be a groundbreaking ceremony to come. But in case you're out there at the airport and you see some activity, we wanted to let you know what was going on. I just want to give you a few highlights from the annual 4-H report from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Duplin County 4-H reached 8,995 school-age youth in 2024. That's wonderful.
Say that number one more time.
8,995 school-age youth in 2024, and that's Duplin County 4-H. 46 youth volunteers and 183 adult volunteers provided unpaid service to Duplin County 4-H. That's the kind of participation you see out of a successful program. I could not be more happy and more excited about Duplin County's 4-H program. I do want to bring up that the employee lunch will be held December 20th at the Duplin Event Center. Offices are closing that day at 12 p.m. Commissioners, please join us. County offices will be closed December 24th, 25th, and 26th in observance of Christmas. Offices will also be closed on January 1st in observance of New Year's Day. do want to bring to your attention as well, and this is my last update, that on February 27th at 6 o'clock, Warsaw will hold a town hall meeting, and you've been invited, especially the representatives, or the elected officials that represent that district. If you represent an area in Warsaw, please attend the February 27th meeting at 6 o'clock, held in Warsaw. Mayor Connors, where is that going to be held?
Recreation Center.
At the Recreation Center.
There won't be bricks, though.
You're going to be here, so I'm going to be throwing.
She'll be throwing it.
What time was that?
Six o'clock. 6 o'clock on February 27th.
A.M. for breakfast, right?
I know you like to get started early, Mr. Chair. Commissioners, that's all the updates I have. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Anybody got any questions? Hearing none, I'll ask for the next motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Got a motion by Mr. Branch.
Second.
Second by Mr. Garner. Any further discussion? Well, as I said in starting this meeting, it is Christmas. So everybody, please enjoy, take a little time and enjoy your family and friends. And like I said, don't forget what the season's about. With that said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Thank you so much for your time tonight.